Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And as always, I'm joined by my hilarious co-host, Mr. J. What's happening, man?
He's away from the studio for a moment. This is his friend Calvin. He told me to, you know, just to cover the mic while he'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, that don't even sound right.
I'm Calvin. I'm Mr. J's friend.
I'm not even acknowledging you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435.
You got a call-in number?
Anyway,
oh, wow. Are we right on the air right now?
If you want to email us, Mr. J would appreciate if you send him all your pictures and poses and special poses from ladies and gentlemen at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again.
Jay never told me about this. Well, why? Hey, what, there's pictures? What did I go to see the pictures?
Yeah.
Hey, this is kind of cool.
At smoothdrama.com. And all the males, send your special pictures to Mr. J's friend Calvin.
What kind of pictures are they going to send me? I don't have any friends, so yeah, that would be really cool. Hey, Smoke, can I say some words too?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you cannot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
You're welcome. All right, Facebook. Go to our Smooth Drama Facebook page and holler at us. Add us, we'll add you back. Twitter, wherever Smooth Drama is, hit us up. We'll hit you back. We look forward to talking to you. Jump into the chat room. You email us your questions, comments, concerns. We are down for you. Me and Mr. J. At that other cat. No.
Am I under Calvin? Why can't I be part of the show? I'm here. Mr. J stepped away. I want to be part of the show right now. Come on. Just let me have a chance. Come on. I got a radio voice and everything. Check this out. Hey, all you foxy mamas out there. Hey, it's cool, Calvin.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Call in. I'll be answering the phone.
All right, well.
I saw DJ Squirrel. He's pretty cool. I like him.
I got a special thing for you.
For me? Thanks.
Yeah, for you. There's a new kind of lipstick that people are buying, flocking over.
I don't wear lipstick.
Okay, well, it's called Penis Lipstick.
Hey! You can't say that on the air.
It's by a company called Mushroom, and all the lipstick, they're in the shape of your favorite shape penis.
That's not nice. Are you insinuating something?
Nah. So
this was a really cool show and I would have a lot of fun. And so far, you won't let me talk. And now you're telling me that, you know, it's something about some lip gloss or something that is in the shape of, you know, I can't say the word, the P word. That's not really cool.
Okay.
You're going to lose your license.
Phallic lipstick. Can you say phallic?
Yes, I can say phallic. I can say that. Yes, I can. But That's not very nice.
Right.
Wait a minute. Here he comes. I'm going to tell him exactly what you said. Mr. J's coming now.
Yeah, snitch. Anyway, phallic penis lipstick for all those who are interested in that kind of thing. You can go ahead on.
Man. Hey, it's Mr. J here. What happened to Calvin, man?
He didn't like penis lipstick.
Whoa. Okay, but wait a minute. You got to catch me up to speed because he running up the studio talking about you were going to you and lipstick and penises and he's really upset, man. What happened?
I'm sorry that I didn't get him off sooner.
Getting him off. Well, what's up with that? But anyway, go ahead.
See, that was, realistic penis lipsticks. I ain't even going there with you and your homie Calvin who wants to hang out.
Calvin's a nice dude. He's a little, he's a little on the eccentric side, but he's a pretty cool guy. And I just told him to, let the people know that I was going to be running a few minutes late. And, just keep the microphone on, I'm here. So let's get on with the show. So what's up with this lip gloss? Are the ladies buying it? Is it something that we should put in their gift bags or something?
Yeah, supposedly it's got favorable reviews on Amazon. So penis lipstick, it's the hot new thing.
I got a question. This is going to sound kind of weird, but I'm going to say it anyway. Do you know how I guess it's lip gloss as opposed to lipstick? But some of the lip glosses have like a flavor to them, like they're flavored, lip gloss or whatever.
Yeah.
With this lipstick, let's say you're out on a date with a, special someone, and she puts this lip gloss on it. And you see her as she puts it on, and you see the shape of it and everything. Would you still kiss her?
If she put on penis lipstick?
Yeah, and then, wait a minute, on top of it, she tells you, penis flavored.
we not kissing that night.
Why? It's just lip gloss, it's lipstick. Why are you not kissing it?
Well, one, you're talking about you're kissing somebody who just put on penis flavored lipstick. I don't know what the flavor of penis is, and I don't plan on finding out anytime in the near future. So, we got. Matter of fact, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. What do you think about penis flavored lipstick? Caller.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
First, identify. Hi. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
My name is Janelle.
Ooh,
and
Janelle.
I'm calling
Janelle.
From Sacramento, California.
Hello. Okay. From Sacramento, California. How you doing?
I'm okay. I just tuned in and heard you guys talking about the gloss and the penis-shaped lipstick. And from a woman's perspective, I'm thinking, why would she choose to do that in front of her date or at the table? She would excuse herself to the bathroom to refresh her makeup. That's decent etiquette. But as far as it being shaped or penis flavored, that would really, depend on the person because everybody has a different flavor and shape. And as far as the kissing, kissing is very intimate. That's something that's done when you really care for someone. If you think about it, the average human mouth is not clean. They say a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's mouth.
Let me ask you this, Janelle. Just quickly, you said something about like most women are, out of etiquette would go, and refresh, freshen up in the bathroom. Have you never or ever, whatever, you know, the proper word it is, but have you ever just seen a woman out with her date, or maybe you're out with, you know, mixed company, and you've seen a woman, you know, put on some lipstick right quick at the table while, you know, male company is present?
Yes.
Okay. So is it, I mean, is she wrong for doing that in front of the guy?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Is she wrong for doing that in front of, you know, the guy?
I don't think she's wrong for doing it. I don't think it's a whole thing of it's so wrong, but I'm thinking as her friend, if she was close to me, I would say, hey, come with me to the bathroom. And I would educate her, let her know, be like, you know, girl, next time just go to the bathroom to do that.
Yeah,
okay,
but
well,
we're talking about, see, because Mr. J is talking about putting on your lipstick in the shape of a penis right in front of the guy, and as he suggests, penis-flavored lipstick.
Well, you know, I would say this. If that's the case, a lot of different men can take that as a sign of her wanting to do something sexual, or, you know, a sign of, oh, this girl's a freak. She has a penis-shaped lipstick.
See, my thought, because we are, this is an adult show and there's no holds barred, I honestly don't see any difference between her doing that and behind closed doors or wherever you and that person, you know, the man and that woman may be. What's the difference between her and the lipstick and, you know, her and the man? I mean, eventually, she's going to kiss him anyway. He's going to kiss her. So technically, he's facing himself. That's all I got to say to that. I mean, y'all can carry on now.
Oh, y'all can carry on. You going to bring that up. You bring up penis-flavored lipstick and then
Excuse me.
You can just carry that.
Excuse me, this was your news item. I'm just adding to it, that's all.
Yeah, you added where I wasn't even going, but like always. Anyway.
Somebody's got to drive this.
Penis-flavored lipstick?
Yeah, Smooth. What flavored lipstick?
Can you expound on that? I mean, you say penis-flavored lipstick. I mean, what is that? Everybody has a different flavor, different smell, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Well,
I don't think I'll be finding out anytime soon either.
Once again, this is one of Smooth's, you know, this is his news story, so, yeah. But, you know, we do appreciate you calling in, and we do have a prize for you. No, it won't be the penis-flavored lipstick, the T-shirt. So, we appreciate you listening. I hope you listen more often. Tell your friends about us.
Yeah, thank you, Janelle.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a good evening. Wow, that was interesting.
Yeah, we
should get more topics like that. That was a good one, yeah.
Okay, that wasn't the topic, but you had to go there. They're flavored.
Did I derail the train? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a train. You started off with your train with that guy, and then Anyway, we move on. We just gotta move on.
347.
Yeah.
All right. 826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. Now I did, since we're on this train now, we might as well just ride it for a little bit. There's a library of orgasms, and it wants women to visit. It supposedly, The concept is there's supposed to be this online library that's supposed to stockpile audio clips of women having orgasms so they can feel comfortable with their own unique sounds.
Similar to Pornhub. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, supposedly this company, Bijou Indiscrets, is a sex products company for women. They launched a library in a Spanish campaign, because they said that 70% of people in Spain believe the over-the-top howls in movies are regular. So they wanted to say, nah, this is the regular sound. So ladies, if you were interested in supposedly sending a video, well, audio in, and I said, you know what? We can do that here at Smooth Drama. I think we just co-op ladies out there if you want to, because that's in Spain. We in America. So if you're listening, if you want to send in an audio clip of you know, experiencing an orgasm, your orgasmic sound, feel free to email me and Mr. J here, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. See, he would say his own personal email because he's like that. He's not in it for the objectiveness of science like I am.
I disagree, yeah. But okay. I was mad to it. The same audience that, you know, would send in their pictures is the same audience that should send in an audio clip. And for those of you who may not be as, you know, tech savvy as others, if you go to the group page, Smooth Drama Show, there, when you send, you know, if you want to inbox us, in the inbox feature, there's a microphone. You can also inbox us, you know, your audio clip. That's all I'm saying.
That's all he's saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, yeah. After that, I don't think there's too much for us to say. I think we're going to need. Yeah.
But before we move any further, I just got inboxed. Someone who's been paying very close attention wants to know whatever happened to our female co-host and how come all the shows so far were geared towards, you know, the women doing this or the women doing that. How come we don't have any of the men doing anything for the women? This was a question. And they asked me not to say their name. But
they don't have to say the name. I respect an anonymous question. And I mean, I don't think that there's any objections. I know Mr. J's not shy, and I definitely am not shy. I think
if they saw our commando pictures, they know we're not shy now. Come on now.
I mean, that was me. I was like, bam, commando. I do the show commando all the time. So,
we really didn't need to know that, but okay.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if somebody wants to know what would you have, female listeners, what would you have me and Mr. J to do? What do you want from us? I mean, I've been doing my curls. My abs is looking kind of nice, so I don't know. If y'all, I mean, you tell us, you email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, or go to the Smooth Drama show page on Facebook. Twitter us. Let us know.
And we do realize that some of you may not hear this show until tomorrow due to the time that we do broadcast. So just realize that the suggestion box is always open. You can send us suggestions 24/7, 365. We read them and we decide which ones are, you know, something we'll do, and we'll do it.
Yeah. We are men of the people.
We are here for the people. And to answer the other part of the question about, I guess you didn't answer it. They want to know what happened to our female host, our female co-host.
Well, our female co-host, she kind of went another way. Right now, she's busy pursuing another occupation, and so wish her luck.
Where them dollars at? Never mind. That in no way insinuates that she's stripping. No, I'm sorry. If people got that impression, no, you're wrong. She's just out there making that money. That's all.
All right, now we're
really, that wasn't a shot at her. I'm just saying it was inappropriate of me to, you know, say that at that time.
Yeah,
that's
this
all.
Is a rich man. Pick it up.
You find a bag of weed on the floor, motherfucker, what the fuck you gon' do? While I crack a cold back to keep the hoes in check, the double S best nigga, rep the discotheque. Sit back, relaxing while my squad kicks back. Get tap your man back and be like, yes. Coming from the north, south, east, west. Hold your nose and take a deep breath. Recess, we bless. Mike, 3 times a day, 3 times a night. It all equals, subliminal, sequel. Strictly laughing at MCs. Lyrics for years that run more than 10 deep. Niggas be like, ah, he changed his style up. Shut the fuck up, you're still a dick rider. It's 96, so get with it. Keep that back in the day shit when that other squad was hitting. Listen, much we forget, I originated all that wild shit. That row shit. That jump up and ready to fuck shit up now shit.
Brick City
is where I get down, kid. Peace to all my Buddha smokers on print. Fuck what you heard, Brick City, but shit. BTT got the glass and sex and them squad always got some fly shit on deck.
Say what?
Got some fly shit on deck.
Say what?
That's right.
Anyway.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, because he's from the East Coast. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Hey, hold on. First, I love Red Man. I love Chino XL. So, to me, I love more than you. And you Jersey.
No. See, that's where you're wrong. Just because you may play it more and you may listen to it more does not mean that you love it more.
Really? So, playing it more, listening to it more does not denote that.
I can't even say listening to it more. I just don't talk about a lot of it that I listen to. That's all. You just, every time I talk to you, you're referring to somebody, you know, one of them. But anyway, moving on with the show.
Yeah, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435. And
got another box. Well, go ahead.
What you wanted to say?
Got another inbox from one of our anonymous listeners.
Anonymous.
And they want, well, you know, they don't want us to, she don't want me to say her name, but she just wants to know that, do we plan on taking this to a, you know, the next level, you know?
What's the next level?
I guess it would be like national, maybe, like, you know, like Sirius Radio, or maybe, you know, trying to get a show on one of the local, you know, radio stations. So I just say to that question, eventually, yes, you know, start small and big.
Okay.
But as you would think, yeah.
What he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
So what
and,
else is
and,
going on?
Oh, so you know, you are no longer a Negro.
Well, when did that happen?
Oh,
damn
man.
It.
Obama. Obama hooked
well,
you up. He signed a bill removing Oriental and Negro from the federal laws. So
I'm gonna have to send him a letter saying thank you. Because for all these years, you know, I was trying to identify myself, but now that I know I am no longer a Negro, what am I now?
You are now because they got rid of Orientals and Negroes in the U.S. codes that date back to the 1970s, which means AKA since the 1670s. Now you are Asian Americans and African Americans.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. So for the little brown babies or black babies that are born in this world today in these United States, and for all these Asian babies, I don't want to say yellow, you know, I'll just say Asian because that's the politically correct term. If their parents, how far back do they have to go to really claim their Asian or their African heritage? You know, because like, I know a couple of Asians whose, you know, their great-grandparents were here. You know, but they just happen to be of Asiatic descent. So, you know, are they not just American? Or are they still Asian because of where, you know, they originated from?
Well, I've always laughed at this because no one says European American. It's
Ooh,
like...
Boy, if you don't beat out my head, I was just about to say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, only get... The denotation when you're a quote unquote minority. They're European Americans, but no, it's just Americans for them. We get African American. Like that's supposed to be a special designation. And as we know it is not
to remind us where we from. All from
yeah.
Africa, boy. Don't you forget it. You from Africa. Don't care if you from Jamaica, you from Africa.
Yeah,
you know all you want. You African.
That's a whole show.
Oh,
you'll hear, you know, islanders who will tell you, I am from these. It's like, dude, you're not Taino Indian. Those are the people who were there when Columbus and the homies came and wiped everybody out. You are a leftover slave, but not going to digress and go there. But I've heard that so many times.
You're starting shit, but go ahead.
I'm just saying, that's the reality. You'll have folks, I mean, it was like I remember about 20 years ago, they were talking about there are no black players on the Dodgers because everybody was from the island. It's like,
when people say that, you really have to question, number one, who's saying it. Because black folks don't even say it. They may not, I mean, your average... Well, you know, because you brought up baseball. Your average fan, let's say your average black fan, if there's any of them left, they all know that if the player is from one of the Latin American or, well, you know, West Indian country, we all know, damn it, more than likely the player is of has African in him, so he's African descent. You know, we already know that.
I prefer to say Kemetic descent, but that's
well,
just
you
me.
Know, well, I mean, potato, potato, but you know what I'm saying. When
yeah.
white folks refer to, you know, or they mention it, you know, oh, there's no black players. Well, what about Sammy Sosa? He was black. No,
yeah.
Sammy Sosa, black.
Right.
What is?
Well,
I mean, if you look at how he looks,
black,
you know, who the hell knows? Yeah,
right.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I mean, the point I'm trying. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but you know, what I'm saying is this:
he's a vampire.
I'm sorry.
He's a vampire now. But
well,
that's,
yeah.
That's a whole other story.
Right, but just to wrap this up quickly, to me, when I hear stuff like this, I just have to always ask myself, or ask the person that you know that's saying it, who are you referring to, and where did you get this information? Or who is the person that actually said this? Who are you quoting? Because 9 times out of 10, if it's somebody of European descent, you know, of course they would say it the way they're saying it, because they don't want to acknowledge, you know, they don't like to acknowledge certain things, and they're definitely not going to acknowledge us if they don't have to.
Well,
they'll technically they're wiping us out without wiping us out.
Nah, I don't even look at it like that. I just look at it, it's one of those institutional racism things where you want to cause a racial divide by designating that, oh, well, if you're from the islands, you're not black. You're whatever.
Remember, we got people on certain islands that don't even claim their African side.
Point, because they have been conditioned to believe that garbage, but we're not going to dwell there because I can't do it, because that kind of stuff make my nuts hurt, and I don't want my nuts hurt tonight.
Well, if you stop going around, you know, commando, I mean, you know, you'd be all right. So,
hater. Anyway.
Why would I hate on you because you want to walk around your studio with no clothes on? How am I hating? I'm just saying that if I was in your studio, I would make sure that, you know, you lay some plastic down and, you know, freeze everything. That's all.
Anyway, drug of the week. Because we have to go over the drug of the week. Linzess. Linzess is supposedly supposed to help the people who have irritable bowel syndrome. That painful thing, but as always, there are those adverse reactions that are reported. Diarrhea, which is funny because that's kind of what irritable bowel syndrome is. You can't stop. And so, but if you take Linzess, you're going to get that diarrhea, abdominal pain, flatulence, and the good one, abdominal distension. Have you ever heard of abdominal distension?
I have. That's actually, from what I understand, that can be quite painful, because that means that, you know, everything, I think if it was told to me correctly, or if I interpreted it right, everything kind of lowers, or like it moves around inside of you. Like your intestines, your bowel tract literally moves.
But let me give you the proper definition of abdominal distension. It occurs when substances such as air or gas or fluid accumulate in the abdomen, causing its outward expansion beyond the normal girth of the stomach and weight. It is typically a symptom of an underlying disease or dysfunction in the body, rather than an illness in its own right. So basically, you will take Linzess and look pregnant and be in complete and utter pain.
Okay. What is somebody supposed to do if they have this condition what are you supposed to take then? Or how are you supposed to be? How are you supposed to? How do they treat it if the one drug that they say is supposed to help you actually, you know, either causes more pain or whatever?
I mean, if you don't mind looking pregnant and having pain like you're pregnant,
I've seen my fair share of, like, especially men that you would just think, okay, they're out of shape or whatever, but, you know, then you find out, no, they have exactly what you just described. So, you know, I feel bad for them, but, you know, again, what are they supposed to do if the drug that you're telling us about is no good?
Don't take it. Wear some Depends. It's called Depends.
Wow. You're making jokes of the situation. Wow. Okay.
No. Either you're going to wear the Depends or you're going to look pregnant and be in intense.
Okay, but I just asked you, if you're telling us that this drug is no good, do you not have an alternative drug or an alternative treatment plan for this person who may suffer from this, you know, this situation?
No.
You're telling everybody either take the drug or don't take it and just walk around with Depends on.
All I'm saying is I'm pointing out this is what they say it does. And this is what happens when you take it. I'm just a purveyor of information. Anyway, we have a caller. You're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Who are you and where are you from? Caller
going once. Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you,
Paula. Yeah, I'm right here. Hang on a minute. I need to take your piss. Is that all right? I'm right here.
Yeah, goodbye.
Okay. Who are we speaking with?
Now they're gone. They had to take a piss, and we don't take pisses on the air.
Wow.
See?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying. Have a good piss.
Right. See that. Is the reason why I always say, and I go back to the late, great Richard Pryor, when me and Mr. J were walking through that alley and you had the dick in your mouth, we didn't smack it out of your hand. We didn't smack it out. We allowed you to all in your face. We did.
I don't even like the fact that you had to put me in this little story, but go ahead.
I'm just saying,
I don't even know where you're going with this. Okay, the caller called in.
When we're doing our show,
okay,
we would appreciate that you would appreciate what we're doing because we appreciated what you were doing when you were in the alley. When you and that crackhead.
Oh, okay, I got it now. I got it. I see. Your delivery was all wrong, but okay, I got it.
Delivery was wrong. I was just saying, when you're in the alley with the crackheads and y'all doing your business and they're like spraying crack in your face, we don't stop you. We don't interrupt. We don't say anything stupid to break up the rhythm that you guys have going. We allow that to happen.
Shots fired. So what else you got going on? What else is in the news?
Well, there's a study, and you know I love stupid studies, that says women who look good make more money.
Gee, you just wasted 5 seconds of airtime for that one. You know that, right?
Hey, that's what they said. That's the study. I didn't.
There's a lot of ugly women around here making some bank. You know, I know a lot of ugly women making bank now.
Right, but they're not making as much bank as pretty women.
I doubt that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily agree with that. Because I know some pretty women that are broke.
it depends.
I was about to call another name, but I'll just say I know some pretty women that are broke, and I know some ugly women that are paid. So
okay.
I don't necessarily agree with that little study there.
Hey, Well, I mean, we're talking about a study from sociologist Jacqueline Wong at the University of Chicago and Andrew Penner at the University of California, Irvine, who found
and
that
Jacqueline's probably just go ahead.
Hey, they found that a key factor was attractiveness and how well young professionals between the ages of 24 and 32 do at work.
Now,
yeah.
Are they talking about white women, black women, or what?
I don't think race had anything to do with it. Because
I disagree.
You stopped me. I'm saying they probably didn't interview anybody who looked different. That's all.
Okay, yeah. So they probably interviewed, you know,
Caucasian women,
non women of color, right?
Right.
Someone said, well, how can they be non women of color, and you call them Caucasian, but all Caucasians white? Well, isn't that a color? You got a point there, but my point is they didn't interview any quote unquote minorities. I bet you.
Well,
so go on with your story. Go ahead.
That was a story.
Well, I mean,
you
said
looks, you'll make more money. That's what they say.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, case in point. I mean, a quick story. My you know.
Mr. J, you see a fashion model. Go ahead.
Whatever. My chiropractor, the receptionist, okay? You know, she's been there 15 years or so. I know this because she told me. She's not a bad woman. She's Spanish. She's not a bad woman. You know, I don't know how much she makes, but most recently, the chiropractor hired on an assistant. Now, mind you, all she does is when a patient comes in, she, you know, takes the patient into the room, the patient gets on the table, and she sets the patient up for the treatment, puts the tins, you know, the pads on the back and all that, turns on the machine, walks out the room. The office manager, which is the woman I was speaking about, you know, in the beginning, told me that this woman is making almost, if not more, than what she makes, and only been there a couple of months.
Oh.
So, and the woman... Now, let me tell you, the woman, yes, she's white, yes, she's blonde, body, but the fact that, you know, you can figure out the rest.
Cause she's blonde. I'm guessing. Not, see, I think the looks got a little bit to do with it, but I'm guessing that there are some extracurricular activities going on.
We could very well all assume that. We would never know. We would never know it's true or not. But
swaying the money her way.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not even going to spend much energy on it because, you know, I just know for a fact that in reality, well, as they say, women make, you know, 70 cents to the dollar of what men make. I know for a fact that black men make what, maybe 75 cents, 80 cents to the dollar, what a white man makes. Black women, you know, well, this may have changed some, but they're probably making between 60 and 65 cents to what, you know, everybody else is making. But I'm sure that those numbers have changed, but.
Yeah, probably not. And on that note, we're going to go on break. This is coincidentally, Jean Grey, This World.
All right.
Gonna play me up. No. You can't play me out. Yo. y'all just acting crazy now. I'll be doing skinny until phase out. Y'all wanna let me in, then y'all wanna change me up. Man, how the fuck you think you're ever gonna play me up? You can't play me out, y'all just acting crazy now. I'll be doing skinny until phase out. Pass me on your block, will ya? Know what I've got for ya. A million stories and albums that never rock fillers. You like the top sellers, give them some acapellas. Never, ever, ever up in y'all killers. Please, I'm about to show you the meaning of work. Of affirmative genie's action, you can see up our dirt. And leaving them bleeding and gassing like they're Jesus on wood. I wish I would get a reaction from all of good. Controversy works, and plus I got a pussy. But even with that, people scared to push me. Who's a pussy first? A fucking hurt you'll have to share a space with. I'll get used to rocking ankle bracelets. Changed it. Y'all wanna let me in, then you wanna change me up. Man, how the fuck you think you're ever gonna play me up? No, you can't play me out. Y'all just acting crazy now. I'll be doing skinny until phase out. Y'all wanna let me in, then you wanna change me up. Man, how the fuck you think you're ever gonna play me up? You can't play me out. Y'all just acting crazy now. I'll be doing genie until fade out. Damn, y'all scared of change like some nickels chasing you. Running with pistols, shooting reckless till it's painting you. In all directions, I'm aiming straighter than missiles, nigga. Fingers arranged, one for one on the trigger. Both of my hands up with loaded handguns. We're about to make this such a notorious anthem. Vainglorious, like we're still a part of the X-Clan. You don't want it to see our own next plan. Y'all wanna let me in, then you wanna change me up. Man, how the fuck you think you're ever gonna play me up? You can't play me out, y'all just acting crazy now. I'll be doing skinny until phase out. Y'all wanna let me in, then you wanna change me up. Man, how the fuck you think you're ever gonna play me up? You can't play me out, y'all just acting crazy now. I'll be doing skinny until phase out.
Together you got to move. Drama, smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Jean Grey. This world won't let you in, then they want to change you up. That's the way of the world. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Mr. J, did you know?
On the Facebook page, huh?
Did you know? Internet.
Did I know what?
Hey, internet access is not just a tech issue. It's a civil rights issue. You know that?
Okay, see, we come back from break, and already you're trying to throw me off. What are you talking about now?
Hey, according to Bill Callahan, the director of Connect Your Community,
Bill doesn't know what he's talking about, but go ahead.
Right. Low-income people, people with less than a high school education, and older people are the groups in any population who are least likely to have an internet connection at home. And if you don't have an internet connection at home, your civil rights are being violated.
How can I respond to this? Because I understand where he's going with that. I'm just trying to really connect. I'm trying to connect dots here.
You know where he's going.
I can go with the conspiracy theory.
You can. So you're saying that if you don't have the internet, then your rights are being violated?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that in certain communities across this country, I truly believe that the cable companies and those that, you know, all the internet service providers do make it they just make it difficult for, you know, low-income people, people with a lesser education, and the elderly to get internet connection, internet access. Because they look at those groups of people, it's a dollar sign, and if they're not, if per capita, per person, if they're not, you know, making a certain minimum, then how are they going to afford like the monthly or what adds up to a yearly cost of having internet access?
Right, but what you said, just I get quote unquote what their intent is, what they're saying, but at the same time, hey, it's like, oh well, you don't have access to cable, so your civil rights. Come on,
well,
I think they're kind of reaching
on that one, but it would be interesting, or at least I would be interested to know how he, in his mind, you know, because he wrote the article, how are people's civil rights being violated?
Well, he says in our wild world, it's not good enough that you have to be pointed to the library. That's basically, according to him, separate but equal. I'm sorry. Oh, hold me back.
I haven't read the article, so, but I think his argument, he needs to brush up on his, you know.
The argument is doo-doo.
Yeah, the argument is doo-doo, but I understand the point he's trying to make, but I think the way he's going about it or the information he's using to justify his argument, yeah, it's not worth it.
Right. I mean, see, it's sort of like I saw something where there's a group that advocates for gay Americans to carry firearms. They were saying that there was a federal court restrictive concealed carry law that was overturned, and they're saying, well, hey, you know, this puts homophobes on no. I'm like, where did it say that if you were gay, you couldn't carry fire? I'm like, this is going way
what state
far.
Was this going on in Texas?
No. This was handed down by the U.S. District Judge Richard Leon. It was a court of appeals in DC Circuit. Their point is they're making it, it's like nobody's like, oh, you want to buy a gun? Are you gay? Nobody's asking that question. I'm like, at this point, it's like, come on, man.
Wait a minute. Hear me out. I'm just going to make this one point because we don't have much time. I can pretty much guarantee you that there is a conservative, a Republican, somewhere in this country who, if not had something to do with this, you know, I can guarantee you they will argue or they will try to find a justified way of denying gay, you know, gays, homosexuals, whatever you want to call them, oh, you know, denying them their rights to bear arms. I guarantee you. And they will tie in.
But how would you know? That's
okay, just
point.
Like don't ask, don't tell. I mean.
But nobody.
Will,
oh, come on. Nobody goes
look,
to buy a gun. You
move,
apply.
Move. I'm not. Move. I'm not arguing for or against. All I'm doing is making the simple point that you and I both know there's some crazy politicians out here and some very ignorant ones, and I'm telling you, they will do whatever they can do, whatever they got to do to get it done. They will try to pass a law.
Yeah, but
that will, you know, not that will infringe on somebody's right to bear arms.
But
I'm telling you.
Right. Okay, but that there's no logic to it because all I have to do is just say, "Yeah, I'm straight," and I get a gun.
Okay,
I mean,
but you know, but yeah, that would be the easy way. And we all think, okay, yeah, by just saying that, then you know, there's nothing that they can do. I mean, come on, it's just like everything else in this country that they try to, you know, fight us on or try to deny us rights on. They will always fight or make up ways.
Oh, are you coming out of the closet?
Don't even go there. Don't even go there. Okay, I'm not gay, and you know that. I'm just saying that as a collective people, there's another side, you know, that will say, hey, well, no, you can't have, you don't deserve the right to do this, this, or this because you're black.
Okay. So, well. We know that has happened because you can look at somebody and say
right, but okay, but and I understand what you're saying about you know most gay people if they you know if you never spoke on what your sexuality is nobody would know. But for those that do know, and let's just say they're against it because they do know, they will still find a way to deny you your rights.
Okay, but you can go to Walmart and still get one.
Exactly.
I'm not going to dwell on this because I'm stupid.
Well, you brought it up.
I know I did.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring
it
down.
So Thursday you got to do better. So Thursday you got to do better, that's all.
Thursday I will definitely do better. Do better today. Judge Barry Williams.
What Barry do now?
Barry found the Baltimore police officer Edward Nero as not guilty in the death of Freddie Gray. Not that it's a surprise to anyone.
This is something that we should have talked about earlier because we only got like 4 minutes left. I'll just say this. I'm not surprised, terribly disappointed, but not surprised. I'm hoping that this goes to an appeals court, but I seriously doubt if it will. For Freddie Gray's family,
that's who we speak to here. I mean, Freddie Gray's family and all the families of people who have suffered through this. What's the word I'm looking for? The indignity and sham of justice. That, I mean, the officer who pleads guilty. No, he pled not guilty. But he was guilty. Didn't put the seatbelt on. And as we know, the young man is dead. And it's something that happens all the time. I mean, like you said, we're not shocked by it. You can't be shocked by it because it's the American way.
There's no justice. There's just us.
You're right.
Simple. We need to pick up on this. I mean, on this particular story, we need to pick up on this Thursday. There's more to it.
I get. There's nothing else to it. It's another family who will have to grieve their dead relative because a justice system that is justice for everyone but us.
Like I just said.
Everyone
no
but
justice.
Us. I mean, but there's
no justice, no peace.
Yeah, I mean, but there's still peace. It's disappointing. I don't know. Well, I know we could do, but would it happen? Probably not. It's just a shame that we have to keep saying this every month, the exact same thing.
And that is?
We're disappointed. We're not shocked, but we're disappointed. I mean, every one of these cases, we say the same thing.
Well, I think it's beyond that. I think we're just most of us are just at a point where no matter how much more disappointment we can get, disappointing news we can get, we're damn near to the point we're just numb. Like, a lot of us are just walking around here like zombies because there's no, we can't even express emotion anymore because we're so used to it.
Right. I mean, and
but on that note.
Shame. We are used to it. Yes.
On that note.
For Mr. J and his homie Calvin, I am Mr. F. The N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And y'all know we out, but we'll be back Thursday. Peace.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.